The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
The Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, and Marco Marquez come out to see us tonight at Johnny's Tavern in Parkville for a countdown to the AFC Championship special edition of the Border Patrol right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Join me, Nate Bucati, Garrick Dieter, and Cornell Powell tonight from 5 until 7 o'clock at Johnny's Tavern in Parkville. Stop by and see us. We'll be broadcasting live, and we will be celebrating the Chiefs' return to the AFC Championship game. What did you just do that for? What the hell did you just do that for? What happened? The mic went dead.
You're better now.
Am I still on the air?
That was...
What happened?
I felt like I stepped into the Twilight Zone for a half a second and then came right back into reality.
Am I still here?
You are here.
Is this a dream, or is this my reality that I've created?
Johnny's Tavern tonight from 5 until 7. Which Johnny's Tavern? Oh, let me tell you, Parkville. Off 435 and 45. You know where it is. Come on. Just show up. You going to show up?
I'm going to show up and show out, baby. Mm.
I spent extra time making beautiful social media posts. You don't care, though.
You made some great social media posts yesterday.
But you don't care.
Well, what do you mean I don't care?
I don't know.
Of course
like
I care.
It. You're involved in it. You don't even like it.
What do I have to do to show you that I care?
Like it. Join me, Nate, Gary Dieter, and Cornell Powell tonight from 5 until 7 o'clock at Johnny's Tavern in Parkville. And I'm going to go tussle with Chad Boger here in a little bit.
I'm going to be tussling with him and see if I can get
something to give away.
Okay.
Of value. Something nice. Huh? A little something for the effort. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know what I mean? Let's now play some interviews that we did out at Arrowhead Stadium in the locker room yesterday. What shall I play? What shall I do? Let's start off with Willie Gay. We had a few questions with Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay. Here's what you tell me when you're ready. He's talking to himself. What is he doing here? What do I do? What were you saying to yourself just now? Because you were talking to me, I can't hear you. Like, what were you saying?
You want me to pull back the curtain just like that?
I don't know about that.
I don't know what you mean by that. Do you want to play Willie Gay? Okay, here is Willie Gay yesterday.
How excited are you to get another crack at Cincinnati in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead on Sunday?
I'm very excited. I'm excited every time we step on the field, man. But definitely, you know, this opportunity to play this team again, I'm very excited and ready to roll.
Physical team. They ran the ball very well last week. What kind of challenge is that for you and Nick Bolden and the rest of the linebackers?
Just prove that we can stop the run, you know, and we built for it, you know, and we're excited to go through about this week and prepare for it and try to stop them as much as we can.
All that trash talk coming from over there, does that fire you up and get you motivated when they call Arrowhead Burrowhead, or how do you handle this?
I'm just excited to be playing football, man. That stuff is just what comes with the game, you know. We, like Coach Reed said, we don't do no talking. We just go handle business when it's time to go.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played them a few times?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right. What do you got to do personally, you think, to go out there and have your best game to help get the team to the Super Bowl?
Stop the run, for sure. You know, they're going to try to do that to, you know, act like they can big boy us. But front six, seven, we're going to definitely do our job and try to slow that down. So,
big boy upper level. Next, let's see if I can trip Marco up again. Next, let's play Trey Smith, Chiefs offensive lineman. Nate Bucati and I spoke with Trey Smith in the locker room yesterday.
Right, Trey, considering what happened last year, how excited are you to be able to have this opportunity to play Cincinnati again in the AFC Championship game here at Arrowhead?
Yeah, man. Honestly, any opportunity that comes our way, we're going to be hyped up and excited about it. You know, given it's playoff ball, man, it doesn't get better than this in the NFL. So really excited about the opportunity to go out there and play these guys again.
Yeah, what was it like when Henny got into the huddle? You know, you're at the two-yard line, 98 yards and a touchdown. But take me back to how he was when he got in the huddle and took over the team.
Yeah, Chad's a seasoned veteran, a great pro. And when he came to the huddle, it was cool, calm, and collected. And, you know, ultimately, you're on the two-yard line. You're backed up. You're like, you know, we got to get this ball out of here. And he did a great job being efficient, being a leader, really just setting the tone from the moment he stepped in the huddle.
I know you got a job to do, but is it hard for you to be cool, calm, and collected? Like when you know what's going on with Pat and he's gone and you saw what happened, but that's everyone's got to be focused, but still you're concerned about your teammate, right?
Yeah, 100%. I was definitely concerned about him. Ultimately, it just shows how much of a competitor Pat is, you know, being able to come back in and step up for the team the way he did. But yeah, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I hope he's okay. You know, you don't want to see anyone like that get injured. But, you know, once again, shout out to Chad for coming in there and stepping up at the moment.
So I don't know if you heard this, Big Red was doing a podcast with Tom Brady, and they asked him what he has to do to protect Patrick Mahomes in this game. They said, oh, that's on my offensive lineman. They got to take it up a notch. I'm sure you guys already feel that pressure trying to protect Pat, you know, on a daily basis. But what is it like now knowing what he went through last week getting ready for this game?
Yeah, we take a great amount of pride and a sense of pride in protecting him. And, you know, ultimately just seeing the way he battled out there, it makes you want to work even harder. It makes you want to fight for him. And, you know, you just want to keep him clean. You want to keep him healthy. You know what type of player he is. So for us, you know, we take a tremendous amount of pride in keeping him clean. You know, it's going to be a huge emphasis for us. You know, it's a huge emphasis every week, but going forward, it's huge.
So Cincinnati's they've been talking a little bit. They were. Yeah, I'm sure you saw the video footage of them calling it Burrowhead and all those things. Do you use any of that to motivate yourself? You pay any attention to that stuff?
No, I mean, my motivation is being the best pro I can be. You know, I just want to go out there and dominate on every level of the game that I can and really just get my job done as effectively as I can. I don't really focus on anything else.
What's unique about their defensive front? What are the challenges when you face Cincinnati?
Yeah, play these guys a lot of different times. DJ Reader's obviously a really good run defender. BJ Hill does a great job inside as well. Their ends, which is out of my world, but, you know, they do a great job as well. Defensively, they're a good front, man. They do a lot of good stuff. There's a reason they've been back to the AFC Championship game 2 times in a row. They're a very talented team. It's going to be a tremendous challenge up front.
I know you don't back down from anyone. Is there a nastiness in this game? See, it's chippy. Even when you guys play in the regular season, it seems like a postseason atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you have two top-notch teams going at it, you know, it's a good rivalry, man. It's something that you look forward to as a player and as a competitor. You know, when you line up there, you know, they're going to give you your best shot. We're going to give them our best shot. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, looking forward to the competition. You know, they're a really talented front.
Yeah, let's go to Sunday. You're driving in Arrowhead. What are you listening to get yourself right? You got to get your mind right. So what do you listen to? What kind of music you got?
Yeah, so because I can't go to church on most Sundays, I'm usually listening to some good gospel music, just really calm and vibe. Even up to the game time, it's always calm. But, you know, a little bit before, you know, that last warm-up, we're listening to some rap music, man. We're getting hyped.
Okay. Any artists specifically that we could listen to try to get hyped up for the game as well from our vantage point?
Maybe a little Future, man. Okay. Big 30, Pooh Shiesty, that's the hype up music. But the gospel, you know, Rance Allen, Shirley Caesar, you know, not too crazy.
Russell Wilson don't want to hear about Future, but we'll play him in Kansas. That's all right, though. We got that. I got that. Nah. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Trey Smith like that. Just like,
some of my favorite moments is just – Is the back and forth that Steven has
the stupid comments I have for players.
When Willie Gay dropped the bulletin board material of all bulletin board material for the week, and you and I were not anticipating that. Like, it was just a simple, what impresses you the most? I was definitely expecting to hear, oh, you know, they're a great team, you know, we know they're a good offensive team, but, you know, we just got to play our game. You know, something like that.
Mm. What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played them a few times?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right.
My response was, okay. And Steven just goes, right. That's right.
That's correct. Right.
Correct.
Agreed.
I wish people could have seen the look on Trey's face when you go, yeah. Russell Wilson doesn't want to hear about that future. You go, oh!
This is. I don't know if at the end of this, Carlos Dunlap. But like, I never know what to say. Like afterwards, I'll say thank you. You know, good luck on Sunday. I like to wish people good luck. Mm-hmm. Some people say, thank you.
Yeah.
Carlos Dunlap doesn't need luck. Doesn't want that wish.
He doesn't need luck.
Right.
Here's luck.
We were all asking questions of Chiefs defensive end Carlos Dunlap yesterday.
Hello, Carlos.
Was that for me?
What were you doing?
I was listening to Dunlap.
I said we were all asking questions of Carlos Dunlap yesterday.
I was making sure it was good to go.
When I talked to Juju yesterday, he's almost like kind of in the same boat. He was 6 years, and he finally got his first playoff win last week.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that?
For Juju?
Yeah. And he said, like, for the veterans like yourself and
what?
Yeah, 6 years in, and his first playoff win was last week.
They beat us for one when I was in Cincy. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, he got. He
well,
got
that's
to,
crazy for him.
Yeah, but he said the opportunity to get it before their time was up.
Yes. That is a big thing. You know, obviously I'm at the peak of my career right now. A lot of my best football has came before me, but I still feel like I got a lot of left. And that's why we came here, to have the best opportunity to put it on the main stage and have the opportunity to compete for things that a lot of players who have accomplished what I've been able to accomplish didn't have an opportunity to do. You know, I almost had 200 games and I hadn't won a playoff game. Fortunately, we got it before the 200 games, you know. And now we're going to try to even that out and get all of them. And we're going to start with this weekend.
How much does it mean to you that this opportunity comes against Cincinnati?
It's like a storybook telling. I mean, it's, you know, it's bittersweet. It had to be these circumstances, but I'm riding with my team, and I love the situation that we've done. We built something phenomenal here, and we're not done yet. So, but we got to go out here and do it, and we get the chance to do it in Arrowhead, which is phenomenal. And to hear these guys hosted it all five times, you know, majority of guys in this locker room hadn't not experienced it. And here I come with 200 games, and I hadn't experienced it. So it was a crazy, you know, telltale story. But I'm just being present, enjoying the moment, and preparing to win a football game.
Did you watch the game casually Sunday?
What? Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to know who we were playing and where we were playing. So absolutely, I watched the game. I didn't have, you know, any personal bias to which one. But I'm grateful that it is them and looking forward to the opportunity to play against them.
No personal bias despite playing for the Bengals?
No, I don't have any quarrels against the Bengals. They gave me my first opportunity. I was able to accomplish some phenomenal things. I got a few records there. I got the rookie record, got the career record there. I got a lot of things. So I feel like, you know, adding the Super Bowl to it, I should be one of the Bengals' greats. But right now, I want to be the greatest Chiefs player on Sunday, and then be the greatest Chiefs player on that following Super Bowl, you know, and just keep stacking on there. And we'll figure out the rest and figure out who's going to write that story after the fact. But right now, I just want to focus on getting that storyline that the Chiefs won in Arrowhead this Sunday.
You know, last year they had trouble getting to Burrow. That was one of the reasons why the Chiefs lost. They bring you in to help solve that problem. So can you tell me a little bit about the difficulties of getting to him and actually, you know, bringing him down and putting pressure on Burrow based on the last matchup?
He's super slippery in the pocket. He's a very savvy, crafty player. He gets the ball off quick, so they do a good job of mixing it up early, getting it off quick, and then when they're throwing it deep or late, or the plays and the highlights that you guys show, there's typically chippers or some type of protection that gives him more time, and that's what they have been having success at, and we take that responsibility on as a D-line to not give them that time.
If you allowed yourself to think about what it would be like if you got this win and finally get that goal of going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, of course I've thought about it. That's part of why I signed up here for the opportunity, but right now I want to focus on being present in the moment before thinking about what's happening after the moment. So that's why I didn't get into the what-ifs and all that. Right now I want to win Sunday, and then after we do that, I want to win that next one, and then boom, we'll look back on what we did.
All the trash talk, them saying this is Burrowhead instead of Arrowhead, does that matter?
Listen, people can say what they want. If we don't stop it, then what is it?
So, good luck, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah. We don't need luck, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. I agree. You don't need it, but I wish it for you anyway. You don't need it, but let me give it to you. All right? Here's good luck to you.
Maybe may I wish it for you?
I sprinkle it on you like a little Mexican leprechaun. Here. Stephen O. St. John. Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got our conversation. We talked to Orlando Brown and George Karloftis, and we got to the bottom of Karloftis or Karlofagus, as Travis Kelce calls him. We'll be right back after this on WHB. Hey, Shane, come here. You're an old favorite. Why don't you give your prediction for the game? I know you want your voice heard. Come out of your cubicle in here. You got some coffee. You've got some pieces of paper. You've got your No Place Like Home Arrowhead shirt on. Why not give, you're back there running the numbers. Why not give us an official score for Chiefs against Bengals?
Well, nothing about the Bengals impresses me.
Right.
So.
That's exactly right.
Did you want to ask me that, Nate?
Man.
That's exactly
Shane,
right.
Shane comes in here chastising me. Oh, you're going to stir everybody up.
He's the one who calls you clickbait Nate. You started it.
I asked if you walked in up to Willie Gay and had a big spoon and said, let me stir this pot a little bit.
What's the score?
Oh, man. I can't pick against the Chiefs. I do think that they win, but I think it's another three-pointer. Let's say 27-24 Chiefs.
That's a over, and
that was exactly my prediction on the Border Patrol picks for.
Yeah, I feel great about that.
Yeah. How you feeling now, Shane?
Thank you very much. You can listen. Let's listen to more of Nate trying to get Chiefs players to say things.
You know, for the record.
What record?
I did not post anything about that. I did not try to run
Play
with it.
One
I
more
did not
time.
Try to. I did not, zero social. I could have gotten
millions
of engagements.
I don't want you to get defensive. You didn't do anything wrong. Play it one more time. You just asked a simple question. That's all it was. All right? Willie Gay can say what he wants. He's an adult. He can say what he likes. I agree with it.
He's a grown man.
Listen.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played
Nothing.
It a few times?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right. He says, okay. I go, right.
Steven says,
right.
Right.
No, I'm back. I go, right. Oh. I got my eyes. You didn't. My eyes got real big. I said, right.
Can tell there, that was not the answer I was expecting.
Yeah.
No.
That was not the answer I was looking for. I wasn't
That's the answer that you got.
That's the answer I got.
That was not your follow-up?
No.
Do you have
I literally
ready?
Didn't, like, I was so thrown back by it, I didn't have a follow-up. I was like, oh, okay. Nothing. Okay.
Okay. Oh, let's how about this, Shane? I'm going to give you. It's going to be a choose your own adventure.
Okay.
You want Orlando Brown or George Karloftis right now?
Orlando Brown,
because
he's got to really step it up.
Shane wants Orlando Brown to step it up.
Didn't he say a long time ago that his job was to make sure Pat never got touched?
There you go.
Well, maybe do it this game.
Yeah. Here's the game. We don't want him to be touched. Here's Orlando Brown.
All right, Leno, you've had a lot of experiences with the Bengals. What makes this time? Is this time a little different, or how does it feel?
Definitely, man. You know, obviously, it's the AFC Championship, and similar to last year at this point in time in the season, man, it's a very important game, and, you know, we kind of know what's at stake. But it's a really good defense, man. I think, you know, the way that they've played us the last few times kind of speaks to that.
Andy had some comments earlier this week that, you know, it's up the offensive line to step up the game to protect Pat considering that ankle.
Yep.
How much of a challenge do you take personally to that to make sure that he's not hit and he doesn't get hurt further in this game?
Yeah, big challenge, man. You know, as Coach Reed hit on, man, it's on us. And, you know, coming down the stretch in these big games has been on us. And, you know, we kind of understand that, know the expectation, man. We got to rise our play even more simply based off the circumstances of this week, man, with it being the AFC Championship. So.
What makes their defensive front challenging to go up against?
Man, I think they do a really good job rushing the passer well. They have a really good plan a few times that we've played them. They do a good job running games as well. They got some really good talent, too, up front. So I think they kind of do a really good job piecing it all together. Their D coordinator and D-line coach seem to all be on the same page. So I would say that's the thing that sticks out to me is just how well that they play within the scheme and how talented they are.
Do you care about the trash talk? They called Arrowhead Burrowhead, and they said they
want Mahomes healthy, so there's no excuses. You listen to that stuff or you try to ignore it?
Oh, man, I try to ignore it, but, you know, it's just part of the game. You know, some people need that to motivate themselves. I mean, it is what it is, you know, whatever it is. So at the end of the day, man, the lights come on Sunday night, 5:30, and, you know, hey, we got to play, so.
There's a lot of talk about DJ Reader up the middle. What makes him so special on that D-line?
Man, I think he does a really good job just reacting to different things, man, with his body, with his athleticism. He fights off a lot of different blocks. He does a really good job in the run game. Man, I mean, he's super flexible, got a ton of bend to him.
This game is going to be real physical. How do y'all prepare for that on weeks like this?
Man, just I think it's mostly about your mindset. You know, it's the playoffs, man. So, you know, expectation is going to be physical. But obviously, man, the Bengals are one of the more physical teams in the league. So it's going to be a little bit more physical.
You said the Bengals using some things for extra motivation maybe this week. Is there anything that's giving you guys extra motivation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to get to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And we want to be able to get to that point. But that we can't get there without winning on Sunday. So that's our motivation.
Much like DJ Reader, Nate Buchanan has been described as a guy that has a lot of bend to him.
So, is that right?
Right.
Yeah, but...
No? Do you have a lot of bend to you?
I don't think so. I could stand to have more bend.
I can't bend at all. I literally cannot bend. Well, doctor's orders.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
I can squat just a little bit, but no bending. So, that's...
Yeah.
Right. Marco?
Sounds like you need to call Stretch Zone.
Wow. Yeah, I do.
They help me out. They've increased my bend.
Hello.
Yep.
Stretch Zone. No, they don't want to see this problem coming.
Just say click.
Yeah. You're
we need some extra stretchers in here for this for this man laying on our table. All right, let's hear one more. George Karloftis, who when we approached him and asked him to for an interview, he said, yes, let me please take my shoes off first. We allowed him to do that.
Yeah,
remember?
I thought that was nice.
Right, took his shoes and socks off first so we could have
comfortable.
Some air those feet out. And then we talked to him. And then also, I was very happy that I was able to ask him about Travis Kelce's pronunciation of his name, Karloftis. But here is...
Karloftis getting in there.
Chiefs. Here is...
I love Kelce.
Chiefs defensive end George Karloftis.
Right, so your rookie year, what did that mean to you to get your first playoff win and now ready to play in the AFC Championship game, a step away from the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, not too many people get this opportunity. You know, I know there's been numerous guys on our team that are vets and haven't won a playoff game, you know, and to make it this far as a rookie, you know, just speaks volumes to what this team is capable of and, you know, the organization and the leadership within this organization. So, you know, super proud of these guys and, you know, we're not done yet.
You know, the Chiefs have had trouble getting to Burrow and bringing him down these past three games. You did sack him in that last game. Can you tell me some of the challenges of going up against Cincinnati and trying to get to Burrow and trying to bring him down?
Yeah, you know, their offense, obviously, he's the quarterback. It all starts with him. You know, they have a great O-line. They've made a lot of investments, as far as I'm concerned, in that O-line. So they're a lot stronger than the film we've watched in the past. You know, Burrow gets rid of it pretty quick. So that presents challenges in and of itself. But we have our hands full with their O-line, and we're going to be ready for him.
So now that you've got a playoff game under your belt, what, you know, I'm sure you heard from the other guys, the veterans, on what the level is like when you get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
How would you measure it up to what your anticipation was? Maybe how much more prepared are you for the next playoff game?
I mean, the game itself doesn't really change. It's the same football people have been playing for their whole lives. Just every mistake, there's no room for error. You know, every mistake, if any, you know, is going to be magnified. You know, so there's no room for those little errors. You know, us rookies, we're not rookies anymore. You know, because these guys are counting on us for our and their legacies, you know. So it's a big deal. We don't take it lightly. Nobody takes it lightly, and it's you know, that's why we practice our butts off every day.
When you say us rookies aren't rookies anymore, how different are you as a player now than maybe your first week in the NFL?
A lot. You know, you Frank told me this a while back. You know, you learn from your scars and you learn from mistakes, and you know, all season's gonna have ups and downs. You know, but you're gonna get better from it. You know, the obviously you never want to have mistakes, but a lot of time from mistakes or from weak spots in your game or from losing at some point, that's when you have the most growth. You know, so just about constant improvement, constant growth, and bringing that to the playoffs and helping the team win.
Cincinnati likes to talk a lot. There's a video of players calling this Burrowhead instead of Arrowhead. Do you listen to any of that trash talk? What goes through your mind when you hear all that?
We don't really concern ourselves with that kind of stuff. We're just focused on them. You know, we have a lot of respect for their team. You know, they've they've crushed it. You know, they beat us last time, so you know we have the utmost respect for them, and we're going to give them our all.
I know you're busy in the defense, but now looking back now with what Pat went through with that ankle and came back and still led that team, that's got to be inspirational to the rest of the team. That's your guy, that's your leader out there taking it. You know,
absolutely. You know, it's when your leader's acting like that, nobody has any kind of excuse. You know, so just that leadership starts from the top, where he's at the top of this team. You know, and then that starts before him with Coach Reed and the ownership and everything like that. So just speaks volumes. You know, when you have your best player doing something like that, it's huge for the morale of this team and stuff. So
you referenced rookies a couple times. I mean, this offseason, your draft class, they really invested on the defense. You and these guys in the secondary, you know, Leo at the linebacking crew. Is there a special bond between you guys as a rookie class and what you're trying to do as a, you know, getting into the playoffs and everything?
I mean, you know, we all came in at the same time and stuff like that. I wouldn't say particularly like a special bond or like all that stuff. You know, all this whole team has a special bond, and it's a brotherhood of men, you know. And, you know, that's kind of with the rookie class. You know, we had to go all the rookie training and all that stuff. But I wouldn't say, you know, any different than my bond with the defensive lineman or anything like that.
That's going to be my last question. Travis Kelce goes out of his way to call you George Karlafagis. And so what are your thoughts on his pronunciation of your name, please?
It's not the right pronunciation. Trav's my guy, though.
Right.
So love him, man. And he's helped me out tremendously. Even though we don't play the same position or anything like that, we battle each other in practice and stuff at times. And, you know, he's been a huge help for me on and off the field.
Who are some of the other guys you've leaned on, like going to the playoffs to get that mentorship and to help you with your experience?
I mean, mostly the guys in our room, you know, whether it's Chris, Frank, Carlos, you know, even Danny Shelton and Brandon Williams, you know, guys that are newer to this team, but they know what this is all about, you know. So definitely just leaning on those older guys that have been there and done that.
How many people you got coming? How many tickets do you have to get for this championship game?
I'm not sure. You know, all my siblings are in school and sports and that kind of stuff, so their schedule's a little fluctuating. You know, my little brother has wrestling, you know, the sectionals, their playoffs and stuff. My brother's at Purdue, obviously, and my sister's got games and stuff, so I don't know who exactly is going to come, but they're all welcome, so.
That's right.
They're all welcome. I was going to ask him if he thought Purdue basketball was better than Kansas basketball and put you in an uncomfortable situation, but I didn't. I should have. Damn it! That'd have been fun.
We didn't get enough uncomfortable situations yesterday?
No. Not for my taste.
What do you think about Kelce calling you Karlafagis? That's not the correct pronunciation of my name.
play Kelce.
Karlafagis getting in there.
God, I love Kelce. He's got, you know, the Clark family. And...
Mm-hmm. He's the Clark family.
Mm-hmm. Man, Kelsey's going to have a big game. I just feel it. He's going to make some plays. Against Cincinnati, his hometown team, you know. He's going to be ready. He's going to be chomping at the bit because I think he's still mad about that fumble in the regular season.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, he was sick going into that game, too, remember?
Yep. What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played him a few times?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Right.
That's right. Thank you, Marco.
Oh, now the Bengals don't like the Chiefs because of that.
Well, good. I don't like the Bengals, and neither do the Chiefs, really.
I think they liked each other before that, right. But now they don't.
We will take a break.
What's that Taylor Swizzle song? You know, Bad Blood. Now we got Bad Blood.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. That's one of her better songs, I think. Tremendous video. We will take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.